Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend John Berlau, senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and he's got a new book coming out. Can I just say what the book's about, John? Can I even announce that you have a new book?
Yes.
It's a new book on Washington, please. Isn't it? Tell us about it. Just tell us the name of it.
You can pre-order it on some sites now, including Amazon, but it should be at, bookstores and things as well. It's called George Washington's Entrepreneur, How the Founding Fathers' Private Business Pursuits Changed America and the World.
Right. All right. Good for you. Well, that's a great book, folks. I promise you. John did it. It's excellent. And we'll be launching it later in the year when it comes out. So, John, congratulations on that George Washington book. We're talking, folks, about real-time payment systems. This is where it's the same thing as your debit card, right, John? It's when a merchant takes your money, they know that you're good for it immediately. It's like a credit card where they check where they approve you get approved right there in front of you. If anybody still writes a check, they process the check and give it back to you. They don't need your check because they already took the money out of your account. And so that's real-time payment systems. There are several of those out there. And in a little bit, I'm going to get you to talk to us about the Libra payment system, because the Libra wasn't just a cryptocurrency. It was a payment system, a crypto system. But the Fed has something called FedNow. And I want you to tell us about whether it was needed. Is it useful, and why is it controversial?
Yes. Well, as I write in a recent piece in Forbes that President Trump has been critical of the Fed as far as interest rate policy, but a lot of what they do is regulatory policy, like as far as putting the Dodd-Frank, enforcing the Dodd-Frank red tape on the banks and. Excuse me. Now they have this. They're trying to put through this, real time payment system that is, sort of Johnny come lately to what the private sector is already doing, and one of the worst parts about it. I mean, raises a lot of questions of will the Fed now have direct access to your bank account?
Mm-hmm.
We worry about, rightly about, say, tech companies having this data. What about the Federal Reserve and arm of the government?
I do business with a community bank. God love our community bank. Small businesses sure do. I have a debit card with my community bank, and they do business with me that way. I do business with them. That's one of the ways I do business with them. I also have a PayPal credit card, which is essentially also a debit card. So PayPal offers me that service. Are you saying that the Fed's FedNow is a competitor to those systems? But are they imposing that? I mean, if it's a competitor, that means they have to compete. But are they able to impose that on people?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, FedNow has yet to. It's in, they've announced that the Fed has announced that they're doing it, but it hasn't gotten off the ground. It'll take 2023, but that's the question is, and is there a conflict of interest? If they're a bank supervisor and regulator and they say, hey, by the way, we're offering this this service here, which is completely voluntary, quote unquote. You're a bank, you're being regulated, then you might worry
John, let me stop you for a second. Are you saying that the dreaded bank regulators who show up in the Death Star, they fly in on a Death Star, folks, the bank regulators, and that everybody's frightened of, the Fed bank regulators, are you saying that they're going to show up with a product to sell? Is that what you're saying?
That's if they're not showing up directly. I mean, the Federal Reserve, I know they're having booths, for instance, like say at, I know they had a booth like at Money 2020
wow.
or payment convention. So they're offering it in the thing. So I don't, I mean, that's actually one of the questions. I mean, are the regulators, are people involved with, you know, regulating banks from the Fed actually going to do this? But if you see it, just like if the IRS offered a tax preparation service and you pay with them, you're saying, well, if I don't voluntarily sign up, are
right.
they going to come down harder? And that's why
exactly.
they need to follow laws like the Congressional Review Act
there
and the Paperwork
be,
Reduction Act.
Be.
But as I say in Forbes, they're so far ignoring those.
So this is scary. This is deep state with a product to sell, isn't it?
It really is, and it's deep state, administrative state, because it lacks the, you know, it hasn't submitted to the mechanisms of accountability.
They haven't brought this before Congress or the administration, have they?
Right. They have not, so far, not submitted anything as far as the Congressional Review Act or the Paperwork Reduction Act.
Huh.
And they're all, it also looks like they're flouting the Monetary Control Act, which says if there's a competing service in the private sector that's serving people well, the Fed shouldn't compete with it.
Wow. This is scary. Think, folks, I know that you may not be connecting the dots exactly on this. You're not as much of a geek as I am. But imagine that your loan is questionable at the bank. You're having some trouble. Your bank is fighting for you, but they're afraid to fight too hard for you with the regulators so they don't call your loan because of this FedNow thing. That's how it would affect you and your small business. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.